Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, green and baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Movies.
Did you, were you just late or did you say a different word?
I said it like you said it.
Oh, okay. I thought, because I thought you might have said boobies. Everyone's like, this is Doug Loves Movies. Boobies! Coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics, which smells delicious today. Doesn't smell like normal comic book smell. In Los Angeles, it's Saturday, April 15th, 2017. I call it tax day. Some say it's not till the 18th because that's when you have to get your stuff in this year. Let's not argue about it. This is our 23rd show this year and 204 days till Ragnarok. I know all of you went to the tax march today, so I understand if you didn't have time to make name tags. Oh shit, look at all those name tags. All right, so none of you went to the tax march today? Applaud if you tax marched. Oh my God. I expected kind of a light turnout today because the tax marchers would be taxed from marching. But you guys just stayed home and had brunch and made a name tag. Maybe stop by Kinko's on your way here. Dial M for Matthew really stands out. That's a really good one. What's this, Guardians of the Gregory? Is that right? There's a fucking minion over there that's creeping me out. It's really... It rattles. Somebody's rattling a minion. What's the name tag on that minion?
Despicable Lees.
Despicable Lees?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
your last name is Lee?
Yes.
And you're the Lees?
Yes.
That's the remake of We're the Millers in Japan. What's this Fast Times one over here?
Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Matt High.
Oh, Ridgemont High, okay. Just sounded like you just said back the name of the movie. Locke, Scott, and Two Smoking Barrels. Jossica. Good work, everybody. Thank you for bringing those Nick and Nick's Infinite playlist. Is that two of you together named Nick?
My name's Nick, yeah.
Your name's Nick. I like that. Reimagine that movie if it were like twins named Nick going out on a date and just discussing their playlist. Doug plugs, we just recorded upstairs an episode of Dining with Doug and Karen. It's been a long time, so it should be available on iTunes tomorrow or now. If you're listening to this now, it's available now. Coming up this Thursday, 5 days from now, on 420, Getting Doug with High is live at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. And you can watch it live on YouTube if you can't make it down there, starting at 8 o'clock Pacific time. And next weekend, I'll be at the Wild West Comedy Festival in Nashville, Tennessee. Go to douglasmovies.com. Boobies. Apologies from the apologies department to everyone whose tender ears couldn't handle one of my guests chewing gum on the last episode. In her defense, she was trying to cover up the sound of the crickets. Did the gum chewing bother anyone here?
No.
Okay. Some people are very sensitive to chewing. Which is why I gave all my guests today gum. That's not a terrible idea. But I won't tell the guests that's why. Just see who goes out there and makes that massive faux pas of chewing into a microphone. Which we try not to do on Dining with Doug and Karen, so give that a listen, even if you're afraid. We got a, for the prize bag today, we've got a copy of my CD promotional tool and a card that reminds you about where you can watch Getting Doug with High. And, oh, this is another thing that'll remind you about getting high. A rubber bong from our friends at Peacemaker. But I realize sometimes my packages, I don't give people my home address. So where the packages are delivered to, sometimes I get them months later. So if you're sending me something important, like if you're sending me a new liver, don't send it to my, or let me know. because I got a box full of Christmas-themed bongs from this company. But, you know, it's never too early to start getting in the Christmas spirit. So I'll be giving those out throughout the year. And people can re-gift them on Christmas, you know? So you can just relax for all this time. And then a regular Peacemaker pipe that it goes nicely with it, though, because it's red. And, ooh, I got this button. I went and saw the premiere of the movie called Free Fire, featuring our friend Brie Larson. And it's a cool button that they gave out at the after party thingy. Couple of stickers that I've picked up along the way, and is that it? What? Oh, and a t-shirt. Boom. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt in a size that might fit you. No tradesies. So, you know, might become a night shirt or a tight shirt. Whatever you're looking for. Let's get my guests out here. It is a big day here in Los Angeles because traffic is difficult to get around. And people are tax marching. So I appreciate everyone in the audience for being here. And I really appreciate these three guests. Please give a big, warm welcome to Wayne Fetterman, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Jonah Ray. I thought you were doing like a show busy, like walk around the room and wave to everybody. You just didn't put the brakes on.
It was exciting. I didn't know there was this big a crowd. The last time I was here, this is fantastic.
Yeah, I expected like a really dreary turnout today. Kind of wanted it because I always thought it'd be interesting to do an episode where we're all up here and we got the mics and we're really doing the competition, but there's like seven people sitting there. I'm not asking for that to happen. I don't want you guys to get together and plan it as a surprise for me. But if it ever does happen, I would embrace it just as a unique experience. We used to do episodes where we just sit in a room and do the show. That's fun, but the live audience really makes this for,
well, I feel bad for
everybody,
for,
I think.
I feel bad for people who I'm going to take their card because I usually don't win on this show. So I apologize already.
All right. Does anybody else? Let's handicap it. How's everybody feeling today? Do we have any winners on the panel?
I feel great. I'm ready to get Doug with high.
See, that's what happens. Sometimes I've had a few people...
Order in the court.
I've had a few people show up at the weed show saying, I thought we were just going to do movie trivia.
Right. Oh, I'm totally here. I know. We're ready to interrupt some movies.
Jonah, how you feeling?
I'm feeling tired and brain dead. Let's play some games!
Yes! It's the perfect time for it, but let's meet our guests individually, starting with the gentleman to my left who's been on the program 23 times now.
Correct.
And
One win. And that was only because somebody messed up.
Wikipedia won't even put him in the stats. It's Wade Fetterman!
Thank you. One win. Remember, it was War Games was the winning 1983.
Oh, so you're telling us ahead of time that you're a deep cuts guy.
Didn't remember that movie. It goes through Falcon's Maze.
Right, okay. But aside from Ally Sheedy or Matthew Broderick, can you name anyone else that was in that movie?
Eddie Deason. I just did an impression of him.
You did?
Eddie Deason, right? Yeah,
no. Eugene from Greece?
Yeah. He's the one who goes, I know, you go through Falcon's Maze.
Wayne, I just thought it was you saying something about Falcon's Maze.
That is true. I have auditioned against him a couple times. That is true. That's the great thing about commercials is like, whatever you think you look like, you know what you look like when you go on a commercial audition. You're like, oh, all right, I see what group I am in. There's no...
You should, maybe you could be old Eisenberg in something. Jesse Eisenberg? Like you could be like his dad
this
or something?
This feels good. Tell me something else. Tell me another old thing I can play, Doug. Feels good.
I'm just saying, it's nice to plan ahead. Like now, my voiceover career is taking off, which is good timing for that. I can look a lot older and still probably pull it off.
Right.
Let's say hi to my other guests, Wayne.
Okay.
Let's not make it all about us. Let's say hello to Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Thank you, Doug. I am ready to get super high, Mead.
I do apologize. I did run into the room today without offering to smoke you out before the show.
I self-smoked.
Okay, good. I like it. I like people that take care of themselves.
I knew I was coming on, and I needed to get warmed up before I got super Doug. We're about to high as fuck.
So
any
are you
second now? I've been on this show.
Okay, never mind.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, are you seriously high right now?
What are you a cop?
Exactly.
Yeah. I am a.
You have to admit if you are a cop.
I know. I am a police officer. I'm a police officer, but I was just wondering.
Yes.
It's legal. It's legal in this part.
Oh,
of the...
okay. I thought you were going to tackle me and beat me.
Yeah, that's.
You know what else is legal?
Tell me.
Doing a comedy special for Netflix. It's all in one shot. And it's Tony's special called One Shot.
Legal. But it's illegal to give it less than 5 stars. Oh, thumbs up now?
You're like, what are you, my Uber driver? thank you for being here, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And, I'm always excited to talk about pot with you.
Yeah. I mean, it might come up at some point, but we're going to mostly talk about movies today.
Okay.
And just so you know, in case you haven't heard the show lately, or you were high every time you've been on it. Mm-hmm. I'll be asking you shortly about the last movie you saw, so don't panic.
Oh, very good.
Sometimes it's hard to think of. It's like that what did you have for breakfast question, where you just feel like you're lying just because you paused for a second. Pancakes? Gluten-free pancakes? Jonah Ray is here, everybody.
Yeah. He had a big night last night.
Good to be back. A lot of memories in these old walls. Been a long time.
Come back.
Yeah. Yeah, this, is, of course, is where the Meltdown TV show was filmed. And that's why there's really cool-looking lighting fixtures.
Yep. And Edison light bulbs. Very now. You go to any bar right now, and they'll have craft beer and Edison light bulbs and old fashions and then drinks in jars. It's the now sound.
I like a nice Moscow Mule. I like any drink that has a special cup waiting for its chance.
What do you want? What kind of cups you have? Let's start there.
Pixar's mixed Moscow Mule. Just a series of cups waiting their turn. And then sometimes they get smuggled home. You ever take your Moscow Mule cup?
I've taken lots of Moscow Mule drugs. Yeah.
You look like the type.
Yeah, yeah. But then I give them to a homeless person. I said, you find booze for this.
And they're great for clank and change.
Good. It's a louder sound.
They got a good sound.
Yeah. And then everyone will be like,
look at
that
old-timey... Guys sitting there with a paper cup, you upgrade the fucker.
Exactly. And everyone will be delighted. Like, look at that old-timey hobo. I got to help him get some change so he can get back on the rails.
Why do you need change if you're just going to jump on the train?
Just in case you run into a train toll master, which is a head hobo, and they take tolls to get onto the nice one with the good haystack.
They're so roomy so often in old-timey movies when they get in and they top the train. There's like plenty of room to just hang out.
Yeah. Where are those trains going? Did they just get done dropping something off?
I guess.
Cows?
Moscow Mules.
Whoa. Wow, that was very uncalled for. This audience is way too judgy.
Ooh, everyone said Moscow Mule.
Yeah. Everyone just agrees. It's like 2 minutes on Moscow Mule riffing is too much.
I got in trouble for stealing one of those cups out of a bar.
Really?
Yeah, I got arrested by a copper. Hey, you know what?
Wait.
I like that. You know what? Okay, no. That's it. That's all I got. You know what?
Because it's made out of copper.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I guess, Tony, I got to give it to you now. You win the Pete Holmes Award for the...
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't think a joke could be said that he doesn't explain what the joke was.
Oh, I get it after one time? Jeez, wow, Pete Holmes really...
Normally it goes to the first person who just starts speaking without me introducing them, but you guys were very polite today. Plus, I just started talking to you by name, so that changes everything. Last movie you saw, Wade Fetterman.
Well, I did a double feature.
Ooh.
Of Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
And the Belko Experiment.
Whoa! Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah, well, probably look creepier at one of those than the other, but how'd you fare? I mean, how'd they do? Did those movies succeed on their own terms? Because clearly you were willing to go into areas.
Right.
You went to a children's thing and a violent thing.
Yeah, I had seen the cartoon of Beauty and the Beast earlier. When it came out, when the 90s, I assume?
It's been a minute.
Yeah. And they claim it's a tale as old as time, although it was written only 300 years ago. So
right, and it's a singing teacup, so I'm not, that's not where I go for
but
my
But there is some very
news.
Controversial gay moments in, not in Belko, but
LeFou.
More than that, there's another guy.
What?
Yeah, yeah. LeFou is Josh, is that right?
Josh Gad.
Yeah. Well, there's like three dudes from the village, and when they go to attack the castle, the wardrobe turns them, these three guys, puts them in women's clothes. Two of the guys are like, oh my God, but one guy's like, hey. This feels pretty good, am I right?
But that could have been like, Bugs Bunny, hey, I can trick people.
No, this was like, hey, this feels good, this feels right.
Well, one out of three,
that's statistically
correct.
Because he never felt like Bugs dressing as a woman, he just used it as a ploy.
Right, of course. And then later, he's the one that hooks up with Gad.
Oh, okay.
This is Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
What a
That's all I got out of that
here.
Movie. That's all I got out of that movie. No, it was a little bit...
Congress is trying to change the title Beauty and the Beasts because of all the horrible...
Really?
Yeah, behavior. Animal-like behavior.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Is that what they mean by Tales All This Time? Bestiality?
Yeah, I think it is.
People have been fucking animals for a long time.
I was quoting a Huckabee tweet.
From the movie, The Huckabees?
Yeah, he tries to make, yes, the iHeart Huckabees account. Yeah.
They tweet?
Is always tweeting these terrible, terrible jokes.
Right.
And people are like, you know.
As the characters?
You know how they say to comedians, when you talk politics, stick to comedy. Yeah. People are saying to Mike Huckabee, stick to, find something.
Oh, I see. I don't know about
his. Because his tweets are, he makes jokes and they're terrible.
His bass playing.
They never land.
He's a good bass player, right?
He needs 140 characters for every joke. They all just meander and then you're like, what?
Man.
Okay, but.
So it was disappointing.
So which one? And Belko, did you enjoy that?
Well, it was not real. I mean, it was, you know, like. You know what the plot of it is, right?
I sort of heard, but you know, I really bury my head in the sand when it comes to details about movies because I really enjoy seeing things with little to no knowledge of what's happening.
Right.
Just enough of a kernel that makes me want to see it.
It might be a good
movie. Which is how I treat theater. You know, if there's just a little bit about it that makes me want to see it, then why do you need to? You don't need to know more. You don't need to research it and know too much about it before you see it.
Right, and I don't want to tell you too much about it because it would actually be a good movie for your other show.
All of them.
Yeah.
That would work for all of them.
For your other show. It's silly, but...
We're interrupting a La La Land.
I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but... wait, what did you say?
I just said we're going to interrupt La La Land on May 2nd over at
Cinefamily.
Oh
my God, I'm still furious that didn't win the Best Picture.
Oh, really? You still, racist.
I know. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
But he did win.
I didn't like it until I found out it was racist.
But they split it up. They did give him the director, give them another movie, the Best Picture. And Moonlight, I believe, is probably the lowest grossing Best Picture of all time. It used to be like Hurt Locker was pretty low, but this is really low.
It was very gross to me.
Tony, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw a double feature as well. It's funny you mentioned that. Yeah, it works divisively well for this. I saw Django Unchained and Get Out. It was very, very racist.
Why were
evening.
They both at the same?
No, I was making a joke. I thought it was going to land, but it didn't at all. I just saw Get Out, actually, and it's been a while. Saw a couple movies on the airplane, but... Get Out was the last one. A sweet tale about a loving relationship.
Have you guys talked about that movie at all?
What movie?
Has everyone seen Get Out?
It's been a slightly rough one because the people that haven't seen it start to get really weird when we talk about it, and because they know that everybody says it's great and they know that it's a twisty movie, and that's all they want to know, and they're just holding all of us back from communicating.
As long as you don't mention the alien part, nobody really.
Did what you just, Tony?
God damn it! I did it again.
Oh God!
I thought I was here to cook some food with Doug. Just remember
why
that
did you
one.
Turn into a prospector?
God damn it, I did it again! Gosh darn it! I thought there was gold in here! Hang on to your hats and glasses!
I'll be at the Wild West Comedy Festival this weekend. Yes.
The wildest ride in the wilderness!
Jonah, did you... Oh, wait. So did we ever get an answer out of you? You saw Get Out.
Yeah.
And you liked it.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Yes, okay. It was amazing.
And what is that something you saw too, Jonah?
Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and what? So what do you want to say about it that doesn't spoil it?
But I don't want it because right? It will spoil it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like it's
it was a you got to trust me. It was a real good joke though. Everyone that saw the movie, come up to me afterwards. I'll tell you the joke. You'd be like, it's a good joke. Good thing you didn't say it for those idiots that haven't seen Get Out yet.
Horror movie directed by Jordan Peele. People are loving it. That's all I need to know about it.
I endorse it as well.
Yeah, that's all I need to know, though.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew a lot more than that, and it made it a little less fun.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, what'd you know that made it less fun?
The aliens.
I had to kind of pieced out what was going to happen in my head based on just what I heard about it.
Right. You saw the trailer?
But avoiding the trailer. I didn't watch the
trailer. Okay, let me ask you this. At what point does the curtain come down and we're like, we're allowed to talk about it? Like, when does that?
I don't know, because it'll come out on demand and then on DVD and then on some streaming service and then...
Make some noise if you haven't seen Get Out.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin Jesus. It.
It's just, I think it's like...
Yeah. And then they all at the same time go, but I saw Moonlight.
But you can imagine, like, Psycho. People probably shut their mouths about Psycho for a long time after it came out. You know, there's just...
That was the first year you did Doug Loves Movies.
And, like, at what point did they say, you know, did people start saying out loud that Bruce Willis is dead in Sixth Sense? I think that went for maybe half a year.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I think of that movie every time I can't get the automatic paper towel dispenser to give me a paper towel, because that's what would happen to Bruce Willis now. Yeah. He would just be in the bathroom doing that all day, and other people would come up and do it, and it would work, and he'd just be like so frustrated.
He'd also be wondering why the water went through his hand.
Yeah, why does he need to dry his hands in the first place? What an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe they were just out of paper towels.
You get so... I said another person comes up and it works. All right, so I'd tell you the last movie I saw.
You don't want to know the last movie I saw?
I could remember it. I thought we said it was Get Out.
No, you just asked if I liked it, and I said, yeah, I did.
I don't even think that happened. I think I asked you to get out.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
Very politely.
Yeah. I saw a marquee. I Instagrammed it. There's a marquee of a multiplex in Portland. It said, "Get out, Logan." I was like, "Yeah, that's something that somebody should say to him." What was the last movie you saw, Jonah?
Just right before I came here, I watched Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
What a day you're having.
Robert Aldrich.
Yeah, I'm in a real weird mood. It's a weird movie.
What inspired you? Is it because you're watching that Feud thing on
My wife FX? And I watched the first episode of Feud.
My wife!
Anyway, my wife and I watched the first episode of Feud. Please stop interrupting me. My wife and I saw the... Doug, for once... Anyway, my wife and I, we saw... Someone's going to like one day run up to you and say, you have to help me. My wife is in trouble.
I will say it as I run to their aid. My wife! Oh, yes. We should...
We need to
intubate.
Let's get a tourniquet on this right away. Put pressure on that wound. My wife!
George Clooney's name in ER was Doug, and my name is Doug. Let me help.
So what did you think of that? I'm very curious, because we've all seen that, right? As
soon that slipped through the cracks.
Make a noise if you haven't seen that. That's the craziest thing.
No, I liked it. It does put you in a weird mood. It's like stressful the whole time. It does have a lot of, like a lot, I noticed that, how much
but
stuff
in misery.
But
isn't Baby Jane, isn't she present throughout?
Yeah, yeah.
So isn't the question, whatever happened to, just answered immediately?
No, it's more just
she's
like,
right there where we can see her.
It could have also been called, what's up with Baby Jane nowadays?
Right. I never liked What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah.
Because of the whole eating and grape thing. It's just like...
And plus,
you know,
like, by the
why not call it What's Bothering Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, yeah. And when they're playing Where's Arnie, he knows where Arnie the fuck is. See, he was a really good older brother is the thing.
All right.
I love the ending of that movie. It's a little surprising.
Yeah.
It's a little surprising.
Yeah, so again, we cannot talk
about
it.
It's the same ending as Get Out, but that's all I'll say. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
But the races are flipped.
No, they're the exact same races.
Did you bring anything for the prize bag, Mr. Fetterman?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, no, it's a bad thing?
Well, somebody's
not going to want this?
Well, I brought four things. One is I always bring screener things, which we're not allowed to talk about on the air, but this is from 2014. This is from some screeners.
This is a big one.
A movie called Maggie's Plan.
Ooh, did you burn that yourself?
This is from this year's Grammy Awards, where I went to the rehearsal and stole this for somebody.
Is that like a Bruno program?
The program. This is the official from this year.
Is that Bruno Mars on the back?
Maybe.
It's not. I'm afraid it's
some. But the most important thing I brought, more important than all of that, is how would you describe this?
Open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's a high-end sparkler, because we're coming up on America's 241st birthday in July, and I want
you want them to hang on this until July 4th, and then blow off some fingers.
Yeah, so you get all of that. You get all of that.
Great.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. Here, just give me the whole thing there.
Yeah.
I'll find somewhere to dispose of it.
That's illegal fireworks in there. And I'm a copper. Keep going. What's up?
Let's do it. Yeah. Now,
Oh, hello. Guess what I brought, everybody? Since I knew we were getting high today, I brought a bag of edibles and joints from our friends at LA Speedweed.
Oh.
That's probably not allowed to be talked about, but I'm a fucking rebel, so who gives a fuck?
We should have had you go last. That's a pretty good thing.
I took my annual trip to Joshua Tree on Tuesday, and I went to the very cool gift shop at Joshua Tree afterwards the next day, and one of the cool things that I saw was luxury soap, it says, and it says, here's your gift, motherfucker. And it's like super fucking cool. And I'm like, man, I want to buy that, even though I don't ever give people gifts because I'm not that nice of a human. But then I bought it, and then Doug invited me to do this, and I'm like, here's your gift, motherfucker. And then I am obsessed with Quentin Tarantino, and this is one of the original programs from the special roadshow engagement of The Hateful Eight that I got the day that it came out. This was on Christmas Day of last year. And
how can you part with it? Is it because
I have
you're not a hoarder? Because
I have a second one that's framed.
Oh, shit.
I get my Tarantino shit framed because I'm obsessed with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
I'll take the bag.
I'll go ahead. Now I know the answer to the question. Last movie I saw last night, I watched the 25th anniversary print of Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite of his movies.
New Beverly.
It's
very entertaining.
You saw it at midnight?
Very well done. No, it was just playing nightly. Like tonight it's at 6:30, I think.
Yeah, but there wasn't a double feature with it?
Then it was Pulp Fiction, but I was like, enough of this shit.
Wow.
No, I love Pulp Fiction, but I really just went just for the significance of the anniversary of Reservoir Dogs.
Was he there?
And it is my favorite to watch because it is so, you know, let's face it, as great as Pulp Fiction is, it's got some really long, talky stretches.
Yeah.
And that's not really true of Reservoir Dogs. There's always shit going on.
Yeah, you know?
It's incredible.
It's very fast-paced, only 1 hour 40 minutes. And
what's your favorite line in it? What's your favorite?
Makes me laugh every fucking time. Yeah. When Stephen Wright tries to see, when he goes behemoth, when he fucks up the word behemoth, is so fucking funny every time. But some unnecessary N-bombs for a movie with not even one black character there saying them.
That's the only time he's ever used that in a movie of his.
Well, no, but that's what...
Because he's very careful
about
it.
But that's where
it.
I qualified
sensitive.
It, is it's usually about a specific person. You know, like, it's not just white guys standing around saying it for no reason.
You can technically say the word if your name is Mr. Black. So a little bit.
Yeah, so he gets a pass, but a couple other characters just say it really casually, and it's just sort of like, really? I mean, I know these guys are terrible people, but do they all have to be racist? You know, because they do have a code in the end when they're all arguing with each other. They all are defending another person that they believe is right, yeah. Even though they're all a bunch of fucks.
I love it so much.
Super great.
I could, but it blew my mind when that movie came out. I was just like, I felt like it was almost made for me. Like the sensibility, the
I
music.
Stumbled into it. I just went, this looks interesting. Yeah. And then was like, what? This is great.
It's incredible. It's
really
incredible.
Fun.
Reservoir Dogs.
That's right. You know I hashtagged that when I saw it.
No one knew what you were doing at the time.
Yeah.
Why is that pound sign in front of the name? Yeah.
Pound sign. Ooh. They show trailers before the movie. They always like, you know, because the New Beverly is Quentin Tarantino's theater, basically. And he shows lots of crazy stuff. And then they show trailers and cartoons that like go with the movie you're about to see. So we saw like a Sylvester the Cat cartoon. Before Reservoir Dogs, and it was, and I think the reason we saw it is because. Yeah.
Let me hear the connection.
I think the Lots title of the yeah. cartoon was something about dogs, because it was about Sylvester kept falling into a pit full of giant mean dogs, and he'd get torn to shit, and then they cut to him trying to catch Tweety again, and he kept getting torn to shit, and I was like, they should say, you know. 19 months later, and like,
oh, I see.
Like they should put in a joke of how much time it takes him to recover yeah. before he goes back out to try to eat Tweety Bird again yeah. and still gets fucking destroyed by all these fucking dogs every time. And anyway, it was Something Dogs was the name of the episode, the cartoon.
I believe
so
it
that was the connection.
I like how you're punching up Looney Tunes. You know what those iconic tunes should have done.
Not punching it up as much as just saying it in my head every time it happened. Because there'd just be a quick transition to but, he'd be yeah, fine
yeah.
again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not, there wouldn't even be one where he's, like, limping or something. Like, he was always back to square one. Maybe I didn't count him. Maybe he has 9 lives in the cartoon.
No.
And so that's why he just keeps springing back. What do you have for the bag, Jonah? I could talk about all this shit forever.
All right. From the company Good Good Pins, I got a bunch of their pins. They do those pop culture kind of enamel things. This is one from Die Hard.
Ooh.
It's McClane going through the air duct.
The air duct?
This one is a...
Just come out to the coast.
We'll have some laughs.
This is a record. Come out to the coast.
I sound like Pee-wee.
This is a record. It says, what came first, the music or the misery? High Fidelity. Right. This is a Notorious B.I.G. one. There's a couple Seinfeld ones. Whoa. And then for you people with shitty cars, here's my my album, Hello, Mr. Magic Plane Person, Hello, on cassette tape.
Yay! Yay.
So you could either play it or take out the tape and make some art.
Did the three of you stop at the same bag store on your way here and bag this shit up?
Yeah, we all went to bag that shit up.
We hung out there for a little bit.
I like the way you bag it. No diggity. Bag that shit up. All right.
We did run into each other at the bag store.
We did.
I could barely handle it.
It's that noise you keep making.
Trying to make jokes in the moment for you, but you reward me with puking?
Oh, bag joke. I don't know what's happening, but I like it. It's that part of the show. One more thing about
Reservoir Dogs.
The trailers. They showed the trailers for.
Is this another one that's tangentially connected to Reservoir Dogs, and then you're gonna.
Well, they showed before Reservoir Dogs. They showed trailers from Django Unchained and another one that just doesn't. It's not worth getting into. But because the reason I bring this up, they showed the trailer for True Romance.
Yeah.
And that trailer fucking sucked. It was like, they're on the run and you don't know what they're going to. It's like the corniest voiceover. Yeah. And the music is by Aerosmith throughout the entire trailer. What? And they show scenes from when the shootout at the end of the movie.
Wow.
Good.
It's fucking terrible, but it's fun to see now.
Do they show any of the famous scene in the, you know, where they... says basically he's a black guy, and then, do you remember this at all?
What are you talking about?
Am I taking over the same movie?
Dennis Hopper and Christopher Walken?
Yeah, yeah. No. Are they in that movie?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, there's a famous scene in like a trailer where he's like, killed.
They show the end of that scene. They don't show who's being shot, but they show the end of that scene.
I haven't killed a guy since 1980. They show that part in the trailer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, I'm a huge Aerosmith fan, so do you remember what songs they were playing?
Sweet Romance!
No, I want to say it's
crazy.
Was it
crying? I think it's crying. I think it's crying.
And the song from Revolution X.
Crying when I met you. That one.
Yeah, okay. I could see that.
Are you so big a fan of Aerosmith that you play their arcade game a lot, Revolution X? Do you remember that one?
I don't know.
Where you shoot CDs because these guys are trying to take away rock and roll or some shit?
I don't even know. I guess I'm not.
Music is a weapon. That's what it says on the thing.
Wait, it was a game in arcade?
Yes, it was an arcade game.
Okay.
Hey, Jonah.
Could you get a version of it at your house?
I don't think it ever made it to the home. Not like Moonwalker. It did?
It did.
Oh, it did.
Okay.
But by the time it came out, it was mini discs being shot out of a.
I love those guys.
Jonah, have you been on. Maybe Wayne has too. Julian Loves Music. Have you guys done that?
I did it once.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
I almost was on it once. And
it's a spinoff. You should be on it.
I know.
You know a lot about music.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Think you'd do better there than you do here.
I know that Steven Tyler's the lead singer.
You did know that. You came right out with that. Everyone was like, that's fun. He knows
things. I know that. I know Steven Tyler.
Yeah. You guys were naming their songs.
I know the drummer in that band.
It was really fun. Tribute to Aerosmith.
I don't know if you're impressing anybody.
But this is a part of the show where I say, Bert, turn it off, because I'm going to go, let the games begin. And before we, you go ahead and lift up your name tags, but before we go to break, I just want to say that available now on Netflix, the entire first season of the reboot of Mystery Science Theater 3000, starring our friend Jonah Ray. So how that came about? It was like a Make-A-Wish situation. How many seasons are you going to be alive for? How long are you going to be around to give us these great shows?
Well, they didn't think I'd make it through the first episode.
Oh, and now no. Now they're stuck with you.
Yeah, they're like, oh, man, Seth Rogen was ready to go. But no, we're going to hopefully keep on making them. I hope people like them.
They do. I've heard only positive things so far, and I'm going to check them out. How long does it take to watch the whole first season? Because you watch a whole movie each time?
Yeah, each episode is an entire movie, so it's 90 minutes.
And do you cut much out of the movie?
About 20 minutes out of the movie.
Okay.
And you don't miss a thing.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
Aerosmith.
It.
That's right, Aerosmith.
Appreciate it.
All right, so we've got lots of great name tags, so go ahead and pick who you want to play for.
Okay.
And we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. There isn't a sponsor for this episode, but I would like to take a moment while name tags are being chosen to remind you about 420, not because it's Hitler's birthday, but because I've got a very special Getting Dug with High 4 or 5 guests on stage, live streaming, smoking for about 90 minutes. You can come check it out in person at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano, California, for I think it's about $20 to get in and a 2-drink minimum, but you're gonna wanna drink, right? Or you can watch the live stream at youtube.com/Doug Benson starting at approximately 8 p.m. Pacific time on April 20th. Have a great week, and I hope to see you then. Also, listen to the rest of this episode. I think it's a good one. Pretty sure it is.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and Tony is just still working the room. He really went around and looked
Tony,
everywhere.
Emotionless. What was your thought process?
I wanted to give everybody a good chance. I believe in a good democratic system. Thank you very much. Sometimes I like to go to the back and see what kind of signs the poor people made.
It's not the poor people. It's the fucking late people. That's who's back there.
No.
It's the people who had something else happening in their lives.
Well, the late people are usually the poor people. Am I right?
I don't know. That's not how it works.
I don't. Yeah. They probably have more money because they were coming from a job or something.
Maybe, but if they work off of a time clock system and they're late, then they're losing that money. That's what I say when it's not funny at the end.
Fwah, fwah, fwah.
Let's go out with a thing. It makes you more likable.
I wish I had taken that Jaws one, by the way.
Oh,
that was my favorite one.
You don't like the front row, though. You don't want to pick from the front row.
That's the one I would have taken.
Jessica.
If you were sitting. What? You should have sat in the back. That was my favorite
one.
You
did pick a good one. It's one I mentioned earlier. It's Dial M for Matthew.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Classic.
So nice job on that, Matthew. What do you got there, Tony?
I got the Italian Jobbery. This is really cool. It has one of my favorite characters on your show, Mark Wahlberg, on it. Also, your head and some other people, too. I mean, I'd have to listen every episode to know how, inside of your show this is.
Oh, that's Ken Jennings?
Uh-huh.
I don't know who that little tiny guy is.
The Jeopardy winner, Ken Jennings?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been on a bunch of times. Jeff Tate, yeah.
We had a Jeff Tate mention on this guy, too.
Oh, okay.
Amy is also
I don't know why people were sensing that Jeff would be here, but he's not.
Kamel. You know this guy, right?
I'm not getting involved. Get a grip.
Who are you playing for, Jonah?
I'm playing for Riedel Juice. Is your name Riedel? Just Reed? That's a stretch. Earlier today on the radio, I heard the Harry Belafonte song, Jump in the Line. And that's when I saw this, it made me think of that nice moment with my wife before we got weird with whatever happened to Baby Jane, which might just make us not talk for a little while.
Is Dick Cavett in that scene?
What?
Dick Cavett in that scene?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's all. Just a quick question.
Dick Cavett sounds like a bad STD. I'm staying in tonight. I got Dick Cavett.
Dial M for my wife. All right, you can put your name tags down because we're going to get serious here and really play some games. Hopefully those name tags won't get trod upon because the first game today, it's like we summoned him with our...
Wait,
you're just stepping out? You're pre-trotting on them?
I just wanted to make sure. They just wanted to take the pressure off. And so.
All right, let's do some lines with Mark, you guys.
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Holy shit.
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, who tell us about your little friend.
For the listener at home, I have a fucking canine in my arms.
It's a tiny little dog in a cute Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, you think I would do that to the fucking dog? Do I know how I ended up with this dog? Because somebody told me he was responsible. Somebody told me he could take care of a dog all by himself. But now I'm walking a dog named New Kid around the fucking block. I told him, I'm like, why don't you name the dog Money? That way you can get some of that every once in a while.
Now, please tell me you're not going to do a line from John Wick.
Heck no, dude. John Wick 2, maybe. What's up, New Kid? For the listener at home, he said nothing.
Not even no comment, just silence.
You want to do a line, dude?
Yeah, that's why you're here, right?
Fucking A, bro. Jonah, what's up, man?
What are you going to do,
Mark,
with that dog?
What's up?
Jonah gets to hold the dog?
Oh.
I mean,
he settled in nice. Oh, shit!
Jonah, I love you to death, but if you drop that fucking dog and I got to deal with Donnie...
I swear to God. I swear to God. I wouldn't do that to Donnie. You know that. You know I'm better than that.
Little Dog Love Movies trivia. March 2012. First time I was in this room on this fucking stage, it was with Jonah right fucking here, dude. I crashed the meltdown and I made that show what it is today.
Mark, we
it's not a show anymore.
Stop doing the show.
Stop doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Beloved?
Yeah.
It's not for me to say.
Jonah, because you fucking did that shit, but I made it great. You ready to do a line, Doc?
I would have named him Bark Wahlberg.
That might confuse him, though.
Or Barky Bark.
Congratulations, you made a horrible joke and proved you're smarter than Donnie.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. Mark is going to say a line from a movie.
That he's in? Is it a movie he's in?
No, we did all the ones he's in.
Okay, you did, because I saw Patriots Day. I saw Patriots Day.
Fucking A, you did, dude. What'd you think of that shit?
Riveting.
You want to know a secret?
Tell me.
You know the little fucking Asian kid? The fucking Asian kid who's like getting the Mercedes that he shouldn't fucking own by any right?
Yeah, I remember.
I played that kid, too.
All right, so he's going to say a line from a movie, and you guys can guess as often as you like until somebody gets it, and if the first line that he chooses doesn't work, then I hope he has more learned from the movie.
I know all the lines.
Do we just stop him at any buzz?
You just yell it out. Okay. Just yell out.
Right.
You want a pre-guess one?
Yeah, just I do want to pre-guess it. I want to do a pre-guess.
Go for it.
Do it.
I'm going to go Weekends at Bernie.
Wrong.
Okay.
Weekends at Bernie?
Full title.
That's what he said, Jonas.
Weekends at Bernie.
I spend my weekends in Bernie.
Back off, Mr. Rays.
All ready?
Here we go. I'm ready.
Look good, feel good. You look good. You feel good.
This is just a warm-up he does.
Oh,
it's not the line. Okay. Here it comes.
When I buy a book... I read the last page first. That way, in case I die before I finish it, I know how it ends.
When Harry Met Sally.
It is When Harry Met Sally.
Wow.
I had a guess. I was going to guess something I don't like.
You don't like that movie?
I just guessed that I probably wouldn't.
Oh.
Really? It's fucking good, dude.
It's all right.
All right, let's go, New Kid.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later, dude.
I feel like I'm playing for you, Walter.
That is a tiny, adorable dog. It's kind of hard for me to concentrate knowing he's right there in that other room.
That movie has Carrie Fisher in it.
Good job. It does. And Bruno Kirby, both passed.
What?
Bruno Kirby's dead.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'd heard about Bruno. I didn't know about Carrie. Did she die?
All right, so... I was on the radio when I found out Don Rickles died. I'll always remember that, and I just had to talk about it immediately, but it felt good to talk about it immediately, but it was a
so unexpected.
A sad one. Is that a he was old and sick joke?
He was.
Yeah. He's an old guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd laugh at that, right?
He would. Of course, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Do you think like he was like in the hospital and maybe like he was just being Rickles to some doctor that like maybe didn't know who he was and the doctor's like, fuck this asshole. Just pulls the plug. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I wanted the Laugh Factory to not do that typical marquee where they say, oh, yeah. Make God laugh. Yeah. I wanted it to say, tell God, can't you see I'm busy talking to Jesus?
So don't great. Bother me.
Don't bother me, God.
Don't bother me.
Anywhoozle. Wayne won that game. Congratulations, Wayne.
All right, so I guess you get the prizes. Bring the bag over to them?
Nope, now's when it gets really intense. Oh, okay. All you won was the opportunity to go first in this next game.
All right. That's it?
You're
that's
living
it.
On the edge, man.
That's all you won for your troubles.
All right.
It's a little thing called Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. And I'll give you the short, easy description. I don't think any of you gentlemen have played this before.
Okay.
I'm going to name an actor or actress. We'll start with Wayne. You each get one turn in
Am I
order.
The actor?
Or actress. No, I'll just name someone.
Right.
And then you have to tell me what you think is in their top three movies of all time, domestic
box office. I'm going to crush
adjusted
this.
Adjusted for inflation.
I'm not good at that. I can't do that part. Okay.
So what do we do?
You know, like basically a movie that was a massive hit a long time ago would be a probably even bigger hit today is how it ends up working out sometimes.
Do you have Gone with the Wind as the biggest on that list?
I think that's how it works out, That would have made more money than anything. But also people wouldn't pay $17 to see it. It was worth it when it was a nickel.
Yeah.
Not a nickel. It was not a nickel.
So you're going to name an actor or actress, and we have to name three movies of theirs that made a lot of money.
You have to guess one that you think will be in their top three, and you have to go in order, but the next person over gets to go first each round, so each person will get a chance to go first.
Okay, quick clarification. Let's say I get the number two box office. You go, yes, that's number two, and they have to guess one and three?
No, I get three guesses. Then I tell you what the top three are.
Got it.
And I dispense the points based on
number one
is 3 points, two points, and one is...
Thank you for the clarification.
Three is 1 point.
Yeah.
All right. I got my hotel pen ready. Yeah.
Please be an actress, I know.
We'll go Wayne, Tony, Jonah.
I love that you still divide between actor and actresses. Very...
Well, I like to just say actors, but then some smart aleck comedian will go, what about actresses?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll say, what about Selma Hayek?
That's my actress?
We're into it, yeah. I slid right into it.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just a game of name anything you can think of that they were in.
I know, I'm trying to... Hold on. I know the movie. Sometimes it takes a second for it to process.
I hear coppers are on their way.
Is that a clue?
Coppers.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay, finally. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Tony.
Wow, all that time.
The great Selma Hayek.
All that time that you took, I just kept thinking about that one answer that I knew. My God.
That dance is incredible.
You can pass also, it's, you know.
I'm a fucking man, Doug. I'm not passing. I'll do a lot of things, but I won't just pass. Fuck. All right. Selma Hayek. I loved her in the... Now, if I pass, if I get it wrong, am I done? But if I pass, I'm still in it? That type of thing?
You're fine if you pass. It's no big deal.
I'm going to pass.
You'll still be tied with Wayne. Okay, Jonah.
Fuck. Well, From Dusk Till Dawn was going to be my answer.
What else you got? What's another Selma Hayek vehicle?
The only other one I can think of is that Joe Lynch movie.
What was that called?
What was that called? Joe Lynch's Everly.
Yeah, that's right, Everly.
Everly.
Everly. Yeah, it's about Selma Hayek's like trapped in a house and she's got to shoot her way out and she's real badass and she's like in her underwear for a lot of it.
Oh, shit.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. Coming in at number three, speaking of sexy characters, Puss in Boots.
Oh, right. The cartoon. Yeah.
Number two, massive comedy hit called Grown Ups. She was one of the wives in the Grown Ups movies. And then number one.
Can I take a guess for a point?
Grown-ups. You could take a guess for fun, but you could get nothing.
Well, can I turn in the fun for a point? Grown Ups 2.
Nope, that didn't do it.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't worth it.
That movie did great too, but I don't think it did as well. But number one for Selma Hayek, Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Ah. Wild Wild West.
Ah. Yes. Sorry.
Sorry. Yes.
We're going straight.
Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at.
We're me and some other comedians will be interrupting that movie in Nashville as part of the Wild West Comedy Festival next weekend.
Now, so, do you have a layover, or are you going straight to the Wild Wild West?
What?
And are you going to the Wild Wild West, or are you going to the Wild Wild West?
Wiki Wiki! All right, the next name. Oh, and by the way, the score is insignificant.
That was terrible.
Let's pretend that we're starting
give
now.
Give us somebody bigger than that.
Okay.
Selma Hayek.
All right, you sexist son of a gun.
More racist. It was more racist.
Doesn't get any... we'll start with Tony and then Jonah and then you, Wayne.
Perfect.
Kenneth Branagh.
Fuck.
Doesn't get any bigger than Kenny B. Kenneth Branagh.
I have no idea who that is, so
he
I guess
directed
it's just going to be a
Thor.
Did he?
Yeah.
So he's a director?
He's an actor of pretty big
okay.
stature.
But you know what? I think you telling me that he directed Thor is actually going to be enough of a piece of evidence for me to put it in my brain and figure out what type of movie that a guy that directed Thor would act in early on in his career. And I'm going to go with A Princess Bride.
Wow. All right.
Oh, wow to you.
Jonah.
Wild Wild West.
I'm going to pass. I can't think of one Kenneth Branagh movie. I'm going to pass.
For reals?
Yeah, I can't.
Well, I can name a movie. Yeah, I know it didn't make any money.
Oh, well, no, name one that made some money. He's been in some that made money. And, you know, as film scholars, that's all I do is invite film scholars on the show. You guys should know at least one.
I'm trying to think, like, what God, was he in that?
Like, he was in that one where he was all like,
oh, Son of Mask.
All right, I'm going to name a movie just because I want to know you to know I can name a movie.
Did you think that sounded like Jamie Kennedy?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
Or did you think a Mask with Eric Stoltz had a sequel called Son of Mask?
Oh, here we go again was the tagline.
Cher's a grandma now, but wearing the same clothes.
All right, I think I got it.
Okay.
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet.
Hamlet. Let me take
it. Gotta be in there.
All right, coming in at number three, Valkyrie. Valkyrie with Tom Cruise spoke English. All the other Germans spoke in a British accent. And
including
it was terrific. Really, really good stuff. Coming in at number two,
Hamlet.
Tried to hand you guys this one. Wild Wild West.
Isn't it?
Which I'll be interrupting in Nashville next weekend. Regal Cinemas. Right,
I know what the next guy, I know what I'm going to guess, but
first
keep going.
Time in a Regal Cinema. And then coming in at number one for Kenneth Branagh, this is a pretty big movie. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Right, of course, of course.
Yeah, he played Professor Farting Bush.
That's not right, is it?
But no, but seriously, it's a fun game when you're talking about professors on Harry Potter. Just take two random words and just say them after saying professor. Oh, Professor Orange Shovel is here.
Professor Coppermelt.
What?
Just happened. Just happened.
I love fart noises.
This game is good.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, no one is good at it.
Everyone's got zero.
You should name this game "You're All a Bunch of Fucking Idiots." That's what you should call it.
I think things are really going to turn around.
He did do a version of Hamlet. Am I wrong about that?
I think you guys are really going to. You guys are going to really.
What was his
fight
first one? Didn't he do like Richard III?
What is happening? What are you doing?
Talk about Kenneth.
Are you here to interview the crowd about movies?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Kenneth for a little bit and his career.
You can talk about it with us. You don't have to like open it up to the floor.
They don't know.
We haven't talked in 5 minutes, Wayne. Waiting for your symposium on Kenneth Branagh to be done.
Okay, just for fun, everybody here yell one Kenneth Branagh movie that hasn't been brought up so far and show off to these guys that he's a known person.
Much better. Part two.
Henry the Fourth, Part Two. Much Ado About Nothing. Oh, shit. That was the one, yeah.
Wasn't he in Get Out?
Wait, but isn't he famous for being in like a Woody Allen movie and doing...
He was in Celebrity, to do the Woody Allen role, yeah, which has come up on the show a couple of times now, and I feel like nobody cares. But I care because I always found that interesting that Woody Allen kind of had surrogate characters, and like John Cusack was really good in Boats Over Broadway.
Ed Norton did a pretty good one.
Yeah, and then there was that Will Ferrell one. It was fucking unbelievable.
It was great.
Yeah, that's another word for great,
yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was like, what? All right, this one's going to get some action, I think.
Yes, finally.
Yeah. Yes, I think you're all going to get points, but only one person can win this game.
I feel
Will
good
Smith.
Can I do a pre-guess?
No, you can't. It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
You don't even know what name the person is.
I know. I think I'm going to know the name and the movie before you say it.
All right. Well, but Jonah gets to go first, and then Wayne, and then Tony. And it is Will Smith.
Wild Wild West.
Okay, I'm going to go second.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Shit.
Okay, I'm going to go third, and I'm excited about this. I'm going to say Men in Black.
I think I won this.
This, hang on, you guys, because this is going to knock your dicks in the dirt.
Wait, what?
It's
wild.
Coming in at number three of all Will Smith movies,
yeah,
after adjusting for inflation,
oh my God, it...
Box Office Mojo has determined that the number three is Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Love that movie. Love it.
Made a lot of money.
Tons of money. Tons of money and a great version of...
I think he's... I like him. I like him in the role. I just wish he had better lines than... So is this some sort of Suicide Squad?
You don't own me.
Coming in at number two, Men in Black.
It's on.
So that means Tony has 2 points.
Galaxy Defenders.
Number one.
Oh God, I need this so bad. I can't fuck this up again.
Jonah, I'm sorry, but I don't want to live in a world where anyone's number one movie is Wild Wild West.
You set a precedent!
I sure did.
I don't know how much of anything. Money doesn't mean anything to me, man.
It tricked you, but it didn't trick Mr. Wayne Fetterman because number one is Independence Day.
Is it coincidence that he picked Independence Day and brought a sparkler? No.
Oh.
Pat!
Chemtrails.
What the hell made that noise?
I've been working on my impression of a bottle rocket gone bad. I practice it sometimes.
Coming along nicely.
I practice it at my apartment with all the windows and doors open. My neighbors love me.
By the way, can
you have to cross your eyes to do it properly. Like, if you ever see, like, an opera singer, sometimes, for that noise, you specifically have to cross your eyes. Like, PAT! Like that. You could all try it if you want at any point. during the show when Doug starts talking.
I'm just thinking, like, the next time you're on, I should have a game where you normally buzz in, like, with your own name or with a buzzer, but you get to make that noise. You shouldn't waste time with all that I know shit before you make your buzzer noise.
Jonah, what would your noise be if you could be the buzzer?
It would be, oh God.
All right, Wayne, so now we need to know what your noise would be.
Well, it's very quiet, so I don't think it would be good, but it's the sound of a Windex bottle spraying onto the window. No, it's not. It's more like...
You said you didn't know what it would sound like, and then you made an exact impression.
Yeah. It's my one impression.
I just did my impression because I really thought you didn't have one. I was like, well, this is what I imagine it would...
No, because it pulls like... back up when it... There's many elements to it.
All right. All right, we only got 20 minutes.
Right.
Because the next show here starts at 6:02.
And you're hosting that?
No.
It's the 6:02 show with Doug Benson.
I am tapping out at 6 o'clock.
Right.
I'll be on the back alley for a little bit because I like to watch the fire station. And
does that sound like you're trying to get somebody to smoke pot with you?
No, it's really show. It's just really nice. I just stand out there and look at the fire station, and sometimes they have a call, and the sirens go off, and they go out. It's exciting.
And if that doesn't happen for a bit, you just make a fake call, right? Just tell them that there's a fire somewhere nearby, and then you get to watch it and enjoy.
Yes, we need a fire department right away. Over here, it's all like, Pan! See what I did there?
A bottle rocket just exploded. And we're trying to put it out with Windex, but it's not working.
It's not working. We're all like, oh
God.
And that's our show, guys.
Thank you so much, everybody. Right. It's been a lot of fun. Great job tonight. You're really
fun times.
It's a lot of fun. I didn't think the script was going to work, but it was pretty. Yeah. All those purposely bad jokes all of us told.
I can't believe I was going to say, can we play this last game in 20 minutes? Because now I have to say, can we play this last game in 18 minutes? And I think the answer is yes. Because pulling it, these are experienced players. They may not remember this game, but they're experienced enough that I think they'll get it. Because I've pulled out of mothballs for maybe one last time, the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Ah. I thought you weren't doing that anymore.
It's like the McRib.
Wait, the price of pork is down, so you bring back the Leonard Maltin game?
You got it, Shotzi. I don't know what compelled me. No, honestly, because the three of you, I just have a lot of guests on the show lately that are, you know, here to chew gum and take names, and they don't necessarily. It just feels like it'd be too hard to explain this game.
We're at 16 minutes
to
now.
Them. Don't gaslight me on the time, because it's 17 minutes, Wayne.
Okay.
The clock is even out where you can see it now. Like the last show we did, I could only see the hour part, and I was like, I pretty much knew what hour we were in. All right, so start with you, Wayne, and then we'll go to Jonah, and then to Tony. You're going to bid on how many names, reading from the bottom up of Leonard Maltin's capsulized review, with some clues from the review, you're going to bid how many names it would take you to name it. You can go all the way into negative names if you want.
Right. Is there a hint or something, or just a number?
Yeah, I give you clues and everything.
Okay.
But you get to pick the first category. I'm going to tell you category names. Wow. I'm not going to tell you what they mean.
This is the
greatest.
And
then you have to pick one.
This is the greatest. All right. I love this. Go ahead. Give me the categories.
Would you like the category called Days of Future Past, or the one called
Days of Future Past. Yeah, yeah.
Wait a second.
Take your time.
15 minutes.
Your time. No, we're all picturing a fire station.
It's interesting. I just have a second category called Days of Future Past. So would you like Days of Future Past 1 or Days of Future Past 2?
It's a paradox.
Or...
Did he have a stroke?
Hey, Doug, what do you smell right now?
It's not right, yeah. Right? We should stop.
He just started repeating Days of Future Past. That was it.
That was it.
Some say he's still in the back of that comic book store saying Days of Future Past.
He's up to Days of Future Past 30, yeah. And I think he needs to be reset. Yeah.
I just can't fucking read my own. I wrote it so small, not thinking ahead that I'd have to read it later.
Quick, does anybody have a joint and a movie projector? We need to get him back.
But I'll get this. So the categories are Days of Future Past 1.
Yeah.
Days of Future Past 2.
The one category I hate.
Or yeah. Halloween.
Okay, I'm going to go to Days of Future Past 2.
Oh, damn it.
All right, good choice.
Someone for one.
None of these categories I want.
Really?
Yeah. The weed one?
Okay, this is movies with the word days in the title.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to go 5. Is that all right? Can I bid right now?
I'm going to give you some clues.
Oh, before I even bid.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
And the other bidders get to hear the clues
as
well.
Of course. I remember the game now.
There's no cone of silence.
I'm going to plug my ears during this part. For you listeners.
Okay. So I got it. So I may even figure it out while you're giving me these clues. Okay.
You sure might.
God, I hope it's this movie. God, I hope it's... Because I'm thinking of movies with the word days.
The film is from 2014.
No, it's not. Go.
All right. He says about this movie...
2014.
...that it has low-level humor... And he also says that it is
I feel like Rickle's doctor right now.
I should pull the mic out of the stand so I can do a mic drop. I don't fucking know. Everything in this review gives away what the movie is, I think.
So let's go for it.
Let's go for it. All right. So you got the year, and you got that one thing that I said. It's got low-level humor.
Low-level humor. Then give me the real clue that's going to give me the answer.
You know what? I'm going to say this. It tries to merge family drama, another thing, and low-level humor.
You think that was the director's choice? I'm going to try and merge family drama with low-level humor.
And another thing.
It hasn't been done before.
And Leonard lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Wayne Fetterman?
5.
We should have just went right to it, I guess.
He says 5. I don't know the movie.
Oh, and we're playing to 2 points. If you, somebody says name it, you have to name it. If you fail, they get the point. Jonah?
I can name it 0 names.
What is the name of the gods of...
Love it.
Tony, I don't want to tell you what to do. But
I should tell him to name it.
Probably.
Or you can do negative names, right?
I think. Well, but wait. Do I lose points if he names it and I call him on it?
You don't lose shit.
Name
just,
it.
Just, dude, name you just it. Look bad take in front of your family and friends.
Do it.
Is it Valentine's Day?
Movies
with the word days in the...
Seems like someone's a little dazed and confused.
Wait, right? Did you say dazed?
Days.
D-A-Z-E?
Days.
Like, days.
Fuck you, man.
Do I get points for saying name it and him getting it wrong?
That is correct. Tony Hinchcliffe has 1 point.
What year did Valentine's Day come out? 2014, right?
Oh, maybe.
2010? We have close enough.
We have
days, you fucking plural ass motherfucker.
Yeah, the film, it was called 3 Days to Kill, and it starred Kevin Costner.
What?
And Kenneth Branagh.
That was...
I had 3 Days of the Condor, and...
That was indeed a rough one.
Oh, that was tough.
That was a real tough one.
That could be the other
glad
days.
To get that one off the books.
I'm so sorry, Reed.
Sorry, guys.
Riedel
I guess juice. I should have taken the weed category.
Don't say his name 3 times.
Riedel juice, Riedel juice. Candyman.
All right, so... who got that point, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Wayne, you're going to go first this round.
Yeah, I love it.
And then and then we go to Tony to switch the order around.
5.
Didn't...
Would you like...
But he went first last time. Is that how it works?
It just worked out that way.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
I'm just making sure. I don't know how.
Wait, hold on. When someone said that Valentine's Day came out 2010, did you know that off the top of your head? I just thought about that. I was like, when did that movie come out? 2010. Banner year for me. We all let it slide, the guy that knew what year it came out.
You're never going to...
We're still dealing with the plurality of the words. Yeah,
you're never going to get that person to admit that, by the way. You asked.
The last time I got laid was when I sat through that film. Where were the sequels? 50 Shades of Grey is not a good Valentine's movie.
Holy shit, Kevin Costner comes from the back. It was me.
It was Valentine's Day, 2010. The humor was low level.
The drama was family.
Yeah, that movie did have some low level humor.
And you thought we would get that here's from any clue you gave us. That's you were like, this is going to give it away. Guys, nobody
somebody
knows.
Did think he got it.
Who?
You may have noticed.
No, but from your clue, you're like, this is going to give it away, this obscure concept.
No, the things
movie.
I didn't say would have given it away.
That's what I'm saying. Give me one of the things.
You should have said you should have just moved on from it and then said Days of Future Past again.
Pick from these categories, Wayne. Colors, colors, colors.
Yeah. I like it. I like. Keep going.
All right. Don't.
This is Wayne's 8 mile.
Why are you standing
moment.
Up and blocking my light? What is going on?
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
If Wayne had one shot.
Sausage party.
No.
Put your hood on, man.
Not yet at the M&M. Go ahead.
Or legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Ooh. I'll go legendary.
No, the category is called
Legendaries.
Wait for it. Dairy.
I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying legend?
I think I already know the
answer. Wait for it. Dairy.
Is wait for it part of what you're saying? Do you know what he's...
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything.
This episode is legend. Wait for a dairy, man.
All right, Wayne. Here we go. Here's your clues.
Good luck reading your own handwriting.
Well, I'm past that now. I just have to read this very tiny print from 2013.
As we all know, 3 years after Valentine's Day came out.
Leonard Maltin calls this movie Scattershot.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But he does call it likable.
Just so you know, those listening at home, there's no Leonard Maltin book or app or anything involved unimbalmed needs
this
reading.
This was fan made, sent to me.
Oh, okay.
And I came up with the category names, but he gave okay. me a few suggestions. It's good.
I remember when he had the book.
Oh shit.
16 names.
Scattershot? Is that what he said?
Yes.
That is one of the things I said, yes.
There's only been a few scattershot movies, so.
And likable?
Oh, you're right.
Legend, wait, and it's. And these are legend, wait for a dairy movies.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have said it's movies that have the word legend in the title.
All right, 16 names. Okay.
I was so caught up in that legendary wait for it, dairy.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with dairy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, see, that's part of the fun of the categories. You think it might be about dairy movies, but no, it's just movies with the word legend in them.
All right, I'm going to go 5.
Legend, wait for it. Dairy. Tony?
I'm gonna cruise to an easy victory here by having Wayne name it in 5 characters.
Oh, look at this.
I'm all about the W.
That's Wayne. That's my name. Okay,
wow.
Guys.
It's just this sort of thing. If Sam Levine were here, does not stand because Tony has used strategy.
It's my moment. It's my moment.
All right, Wayne.
I'm feeling the moment.
Mom spaghetti.
And the music.
This opportunity comes.
You're not
going to
believe this. The first name is Mackay. No.
Go ahead. Just go.
All right.
Knees weak.
5 names.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hands are sweaty.
5 names. Bill Curtis.
Mm-hmm. The Bill Curtis. Yeah. Because there's a
Joan Lawson.
Yep. Know her. Are you
Judah?
Are these the top names?
Judah.
Are these the top 5 names?
No, you get the bottom 5.
No, they get the bottom.
I didn't understand the game. Keep going. Keep going. I didn't know.
You gotta never let it go. You got 1 shot, 5 names.
I didn't understand the game. Okay.
You gotta lose
yourself.
These are
the top 5 stars of this movie? I'm like, okay. By the way, that was a good move, if you knew that. Okay, all right.
So kudos.
All right, 2 names I haven't heard. Bill Curtis is a news guy. That might be a hint.
See, I didn't. Even people who played this game never understand this game. And when the guy first sent this to me, I threw it in the river, and then a few days later, it was on my doorstep. So I was like, "Holy shit! I have to play this again."
Is that a hint?
Is this game the Babadook book?
Basically. All right, where are we at?
I think I know the movie, by the way.
Oh, really?
I think I have a hint.
You get
I think
2 more names.
I know, 3 more.
Well, I kept trying to say Judah Nelson, but you were talking about something.
Oh, okay.
Something else.
Bill Curtis. Keep going.
Josh Lawson, Judah Nelson, Harrison Ford, and Chris Parnell. The only thing standing between you and a win is you saying the exact title of this motion picture while Tony watches in anticipation.
I think I know it.
Of taking this thing down.
I think
Jonah
I know
Ray
it.
Jonah has no shot.
Feels good. I feel free. I wanted this.
I wish we could bathe you in a
Anchorman,
red light right now.
Is
what?
It Anchorman 2, the legend, the further legend of... the way I haven't done it yet. I'm thinking out loud. Anchorman 2, the legend of Bagger Vance. No, that's not it. That's not it. I'm just thinking out loud. Okay, I got it. The legend of Ron Burgundy. Burgundies.
Start from the beginning again.
Anchorman 2. Bill Curtis was the hint, by the way. It's not the... The continuing legend of Ron Bergen.
Simplify it, you fuck.
That's too much of a clue. Well, right, we had I'm fun done. With it, but you did. You did not come up with the correct answer. So Tony Hinchcliffe is our winner. Not since Moshe Kasher has there been a player that has recognized the, dare I say, weakness in the game. You've blown up the Death Star.
Yes.
I would just really like... good job. And all the prizes go to our friend Aubrey.
Yep.
Yeah, come get all this stuff. A plastic one and four paper ones. If you need any help, let me know. I'm sure we could find somebody. Oh, you got it. Okay. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Good job. Oh, you want your name tag back, too? Yeah, you can take
Didn't
it back.
Didn't you want the shithead or whatever?
No, because you won. She doesn't get
oh,
it.
Oh, I gotcha.
It doesn't
gotcha.
Matter who she's mad at.
That's right. Enjoy your
Sorry,
soap.
Dude.
She
Sorry.
Won a bag of stuff.
Sorry, Matthew or whatever. Is that what it is?
Yep, definitely let us know what your favorite item is. Tony's banking on that soap. Well, yeah, you guys can pass me yours, you losers.
Yeah, of course, of course. I tried.
Yeah, good job.
What was the name of the movie, by the way?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you would just blurt it out. The Legend of Bagger Vance. Makes me laugh.
No, everybody knows, and that's why it sounded like we were on a roller coaster in here.
Everyone knows this?
That's why they were making so much noise when you were saying it wrong.
I thought they were just cheering me on.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were mocking me like that.
No, they were telling you that you were off. You could have just done it by syllable, and probably their noises would have given away. Because the correct answer, of course.
I've never seen someone have so much trouble reading their own handwriting.
It's not handwriting. It's this tiny fucking print.
Oh, the guy sent you the stuff. I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Doug, what do you write in? Hieroglyphics?
Is that a bottle
sound
rocket?
Like the bottle rocket?
No. You know, he takes the jokes when he can. You don't get too many opportunities.
Very good. I like that.
All right, so the fucking movie is called...
Let them do it.
Anchorman 2, Valentine's Day.
Let the crowd do it.
Anchorman 2, the legend continues. They all
wow.
know it.
Wow.
They don't say Ron Burgundy at all?
No.
Oh, is he the guy's in it, right? Burgundy's in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a Burgundy film.
Yeah, okay.
It's from his Burgundy period.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know about you guys, but I thought that was super fun. So I'll do that again. I'll get some reading glasses and do it again. Let's do some plugs, you guys. Promote yourself.
Well, as the victor of this show, I'll go first.
Okay.
I have a Netflix special called One Shot, but what you should really check out is one of my many podcasts. I have like a bunch of podcasts because TV executives don't like me. One's called Kill Tony, another called The Pony Hour. At Kill Tony, we talk to new comedians after they do 60 seconds of stage time. The Pony Hour, I just interview people. And then I have a pro wrestling. If you've ever enjoyed pro wrestling before, we have a pro wrestling podcast called The Store Horseman. So check that out, and a bunch of other fun stuff. Touring everywhere, absolutely everywhere. That's all available at TonyHinchcliffe.com. Doing the new Monster Energy Drink Presents Tony Hinchcliffe Summer Tour. Yes.
You're
Whoopsie.
Sponsored?
I got a sponsor.
All right.
Cliff with an E on the end.
That's right. H plus inch, Cliff plus E. Never forget.
Oh, shit. Now there's two things I got to never forget. Oh, what a terrible world. Who wants to go next?
Right now on Netflix.
Netflix!
There's 14 new episodes of season 11 of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Woo! We worked really hard on them. I hope you guys like them. And then on May the 4th, Star Wars Day, the second season of... my show, Hidden America with Jonah Ray, comes out. So
Yay.
It's on CISO, so see it.
Yeah. If you see so, say so.
Can I ask when this is released?
Can you guess?
Yeah,
okay.
I can guess.
Take this a
is,
guess.
This is a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
This is tax
Sunday's
day?
Sunday's Easter. This tomorrow's Easter.
This is tax day, right?
Monday's a day off from the exhaustion of going through Easter.
I'm going to say Tuesday. The 18th.
I'm going to say tomorrow.
Oh, on Easter?
Yeah, this we've got. I only hire heathens to, you know.
That means Jews. I get it.
Probably.
That's code for who's available on Easter. Jewish guys.
I don't know. I mean, I was raised Methodist, but I don't do anything for Easter. You know, back in the day, I'd fuck up a Reese's peanut butter egg.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. All right.
Why are those better than just the cup? Like, what's different?
Because there's more of it.
That's what it is.
Because it was dropped by a chocolate chicken of some kind.
Well, where's the peanut butter come from?
I'm sorry I brought it up. The show's running long, and I'm asking you guys philosophical questions.
All right, let me do my two quick plugs.
Two quick plugs. Number one.
Number one, to complete the Netflix trifecta.
Uh-huh.
I have a Fetterman and Out, which means one scene in Sandy Wexler. I'm in one scene of that.
Sandy Wexler's now on Netflix.
And then... I'm going to be in the new movie with Will Ferrell, who also plays
Ron. Don't let him listen to this.
called The House, another Fetterman and Out.
That's Amy Poehler and him, right?
Yep.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be at that festival with Judd next Friday. The one in Nashville.
Wild Wild West Festival. Yeah. You guys are playing the Ryman Auditorium or some historic shit going down.
Yeah.
So, I did that festival last year. Did? It's the most fun I've ever had. So have fun, guys. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a really good time.
It doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem
it
like
wasn't even a joke. But you laugh at that, I make a joke, you go, aw, like that. I don't get it.
No, it did seem like...
Oh, the hench bot is on the fritz again.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah! Recent.
Hey, it says here that Doug Loves Movies is going to be at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hara adjacent, May 4th and 6th. And on May 5th, I perform every year in Rosemont on Cinco de Mayo because I don't know why. It just feels right. And so there's tickets available for that as well. And I'd like to thank all of my guests, Jonah Ray, Tony Hinchcliffe, Wayne Fetterman. And as always, more Transformer movies are a shithead. And Beetlejuice, hey, I'm not going to fall for that. Beetlejuice is a shithead.